Brexit has given Britain a series of almighty shocks. The pound has plunged, inflation appears to be rising, and the political uncertainty could continue for years. But as they often do during times of turmoil, many Brits are reaching for a nice cup of tea. England's few plantations say they've had a bumper year, and one even claims the EU referendum has done wonders for Britain's brand, boosting it as far away as Australia. Europe correspondent James Glenday reports.
Even in Australia, people drink more tea than coffee, but to do it properly, like we're doing now, makes all the difference.
On a cold winter's day in London, Jonathan Jones from Tregothnan Estate is teaching me the right way to drink tea.
Right. And tasting and slurping, really important because...
Why slurping?
Well, because you get a much more quicker release of the flavour, you get the caffeine, you all the constituents of tea, which are unique, which you don't get just by sipping tea, so... If you go to a good tea tasting, that slurping, which your parents hate, by the way, is what they all do.
The company Jonathan Jones runs grows tea in Cornwall, which is slightly unusual, for although drinking the beverage is a quintessentially English tradition, most of the product comes from the subcontinent. He says Tregothnan has had a bumper year, and sales began rising just before the Brexit vote.
Our theory is that people were staying for that second cup, talking to their friends about politics in a way that you never normally hear Brits talk about anything like that. And tea sales just shot through the roof.
There's no doubt the plunging pound has made some high-end British products more attractive to foreign buyers. But Mr. Jones believes it's also done wonders for the country's global brand. He predicts tea will follow the same trend as coffee and become more of a luxury drink over the next few decades, and says Britain, with its long tradition of long afternoon teas, is well placed to benefit from sales to Europe, the US, Australia, and even China.
You've got the bulk of the market being squeezed in price. You're absolutely right. You know, 80 tea bags for 40p. No one's making any money in that. But then you've got at the top end of the market, this whole new awakening, like coffee's seen for 20 years now, which the Australians did a lot towards. And now you've even got, in tea, this similar sort of thing happening. You've got chains of very smart Australian tea houses here in London. There's 15 opened.
Britain's cool weather has always made growing tea on the island difficult. But Mr. Jones says recent changes in the climate have been good for business.
You know, I don't want to sound glib about that, but... Tea absolutely loves it. Do you know, we are plucking tea.
You're growing all year round.
Growing all year round.
It's not stopping.
No. It should be really main season, April to October.
Tregothnan's most expensive tea retails for about $55 a pot, a sum that might be too pricey for many to swallow, sip or slurp.
Wow. You get that immediate release and it's brilliant.
But at the moment, any new export opportunities are warmly welcomed in Britain as the country prepares for life after... the EU. In London, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.